This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to give a shout out to the Landry Hat. I was reading an article that kind of dove into this, and I want to get an idea of what you guys think. But also, do you think that Jake Ferguson is ready to step his game back up? Because is it fair to say we were all vastly disappointed by Jake Ferguson this last year? Now, I realize injuries played a part in it, but
yeah, I expected him to be up in, you know, the top 10 tight ends.
Me too.
This year, if not moving his way up to top five,
yeah.
Because Dak's best pass is the pass down the seam, right in between the safeties, right past the linebackers, avoiding the cornerbacks. It's that pass to the tight end. That is his best pass. And Jake Ferguson, I was like, all right, that's the perfect dude for it. Physical enough to break away once the safeties try and get to him too. And then on top of that, his blocking, like I expect, you know, significant blocking from him, especially from a dude that's talking about how his toughness is a big factor because of where he comes from and his history. So all those things, I expected a big season from him. The injury at the early part of the season definitely was a problem. But even before that injury, there were a couple of mental mistakes. And then after that, that was more than anything, Kevin, not necessarily the production as much as the mental mistakes.
Yeah.
Not the physical mistakes, the mental mistakes on the field.
Yeah. See, for physical, I was going to throw in all of a sudden a fumbling problem developed that hadn't particularly been there before. But for the mental mistakes, yes, I think we can all recall.
Ball starts,
yes.
Holdings, those things, you're just like, come on, man. Like those are things that you actually, I wonder, I think holding might be a physical one because that is you not getting your feet out in front of somebody and doing it the right way.
But you look back and you saw the evolution from 22 to 23, not just statistically. I get that, but he just seemed like more of the go-to guy on and off the field. Cause when you hear some of the conversations he has about the bond he has with Dak, really, really high. And then you see the backslide this last year. Cause I'm with you, man. I was thinking top 5 to 7 tight end.
Yep.
And so to see the way it's actually gone has been very disappointing. And so Jake Ferguson was talking about a good bit of that. And I do like some of the things he said. One of the things he threw out there was, I was in the Pro Bowl 1 year, and then last year, not the year I wanted to have. So I go through, I've gone back and reassessed myself after that season and just knowing what it's going to take. I'm cutting out some of the bad things in my life, whether it be food, whatever it may be. Smart to stop right there. Because you're like, I think we all have people in our life that maybe we're like, I don't know if that person is good for me. Maybe I should cut them out of my life. But he said, whether it be food or whatever, and I'm locking in with Dak and making sure I'm keying on all the offensive keys with the new coaching staff and make sure our turnover is seamless.
All right, I got a little question for you, Kevin. You ever been married before?
Yeah, I'm married now.
You ever been engaged before?
Yeah, twice.
Alec, you ever been married before?
I have not.
Engaged?
Nope.
Smart man. The process of getting married and being engaged is a little difficult. I don't know if you know about this. And recently, it looks like he proposed.
I mean, to be fair, I've been engaged the most on this show.
You're the most engaged on the show too, Kevin. Look at that.
I like it.
But I don't want to use this as like taking shots or anything, but he is engaged now. And that's going to be a thing that's going to be on his mind. I definitely hope that he is grown up enough, adult enough to cut those things out, focus on what's in line for him. Be that enforcer, because that was what the expectation. That's the dude that leads the charge. Whenever it's time for somebody to lead it and go, all right, I'm going to run right through a wall for Dak. Watch me. He's the guy that you expect to do it. And so when he was missing for the physical parts of last year, that was frustrating. And then whenever you're making those mental mistakes, you know you can't lead the same way.
Yeah.
You can't be that guy whenever you've just cost your team 10 yards. And unless you're the guy, they go, oh, he's never going to do that again. But then he did. So those were frustrating to him. So I hope the concentration is back for him this year for sure.
And somebody threw out that Jake Ferguson was so bad last year, they were hoping that the Cowboys would upgrade at tight end. I have to admit, and I'll definitely take the L if I'm wrong on this, I did not want them to make any picks at tight end.
I didn't either.
Because I still believe in Jake Ferguson, and I think they have a deep crew there. And obviously, just a couple of years ago, they invested a primary draft pick on the spot with Schoonmaker. And so I didn't want them to, but I understand the people that did. Now, are there any players on this roster? We talked about Deuce Vaughn yesterday. I don't know if you're like sending a message to somebody who got taken that low in the draft, but like, who are the Cowboys players that you think are on notice because of this Dallas Cowboys draft? Because you mentioned one of them the other day, and the Landry hat picked up on that as well. Sam Williams.
Yeah. With the addition of, I'm going with Donovan. Give me his last name again, Kevin.
It is
Ezeraku.
Ezeraku.
Yeah. With his addition, that definitely does go, okay. Now, I don't think he's taking anybody's job. Like, I don't think he's taking Fowler's job from him. I don't think he's taking Micah's job from him. But definitely sure. On a guy like Sam Williams, who everybody knows the reality of Sam Williams. Sam Williams has a gold mine worth of yes. opportunity to be a great player. It's just, can you crack into that gold mine and get it all out of there? But at the same time, he makes some bonehead decisions. And that is, again, on the field. Hey, man, I just made a sack, 7-yard loss. Also got a 15-yard penalty. That's not good for
yeah.
us. Like those things, we need more positives for the Cowboys. And so he's definitely one of them. The other one, though, I do think, I'm wondering, I keep hearing more and more this name, Kevin. Not Diggs. Deron Bland.
Because of the contract?
Because he's got
stuff?
A contract coming up, and they just got a dude that can replace him, and Diggs is still under contract. And maybe that's the one that they would keep around, and Bland would be the one that ultimately had to go. And I did not see it that way immediately, because immediately I thought, well, Diggs, you know, costing a lot of money, and the work has not been there,
yeah,
especially the last couple of years now. So those two names are very interesting. With adding Revelle to this thing, who is the one that's going to likely, you know, be pushed out?
Okay, that's interesting, because if we stick with the idea of contracts, going back to Sam Williams, I know it seems like he just got here 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Do you know he's out of contract after this
yes.
year?
Yes.
And so
there are a number of dudes that, yes. that have a last chance here.
And so it's tough, because like, if Sam Williams has a phenomenal year, do you look at it from the perspective of, we took him in as a second round pick, this is what we thought was going to happen? Or are you like, man, it has taken a lot to get to this point, and I just don't know what I can invest long-term in that deal. For Deron Bland, it's fascinating, because that is somebody, along with Diggs, that had an injury concern as well. And maybe they're like, hey, we already gave out the big cornerback contract. We just can't do it again. Now, I don't know how that conversation has gone with Bland thus far, but Landry Hatt said Diggs, but I'm fascinated by your counter of Deron Bland as
yeah.
actually being the person.
And that obviously is just me hearing more and more as I'm having some conversations with people about this. So that's where kind of that pops up. I am interested in the future at tackle. If Tyler Guyton doesn't work out at left tackle, do you look and say we can move him to right tackle? And that's where his natural position was before. We tried moving him to left. It didn't work out. We'll move him there. Or is Terrence Steele still around? Like, the fact that you added the guard, you're like, that doesn't make that much of a difference. Well, it kind of does, though, because yeah. you're solidifying that offensive line more and more, and you're putting that thing together and feeling very strongly. Obviously, you want as many Tylers as you can possibly get, except mm-hmm. unless Cooper Beebe's great, and then you're like, we're with four Tylers and we're happy with that. Mm. But I do have a curiosity, maybe not this year specifically, but with Tyler Guyton, if he doesn't develop at left, Do they look at it and say it's cheaper for us just to swing him over to right, move on from Steele, and go ahead and add another left tackle in the draft in the future?
You know, that's a good question, because after this year is where you can get out of the Terrence Steele deal without like too much of a problem. I know people have thrown out, you can technically get out of the deal right now, and that is absolutely true. You're just going to eat a heavy amount of dead money next season as well. Whereas if you waited one more year, all of a sudden, let's say you, because the Cowboys love to split the cap difference in half. So let's say you waited until after this year, move Guyton to the right side, moved on from Terrence Steele. Do you know what the savings on Terrence Steele would be if you moved on from him?
$3 million.
About $13.5 million.
I'll take it.
But that's not till next year. Yep. And then the year after that, your dead money would be $4 and some change.
All right.
As opposed to $13 and some change if you made that move for some reason right now. So I think that is a very astute point to be on the lookout for. Do you feel more comfortable over on the right side and you're able to potentially save some money in the process for somebody who, look, he's shown flashes, but I think Terrence Steele remains pretty frustrating to a lot of Cowboys fans.
And I think, Kevin, we would be doing the entire DFW a disservice if we didn't mention Dak in this. Obviously, by bringing in Joe Milton and then not adding another quarterback in the draft, it's clear they're down on Dak. And it's gone. I feel like you have to do that, right? This is not for us. It's for the people that don't like Dak. So I feel like I have to throw
it's
that in there.
It's not going to happen. You have 2 years. You have to wait 2 more years before we can even really have this conversation. And even then, it's kind of difficult.
So I'm looking at our lads, Kevin. And at the moment, they have Javonte as the starter. Javonte Williams is your starting running back.
Okay.
Your backup is Jaden Blue. Your third is Miles Sanders, then Maffa at 4. That has Deuce and Malik Davis at 5. Do you feel like that's the structure for this thing right now?
I don't. I do not think, even if they're not the same running back, I don't think Miles Sanders and
Jaden Blue?
No. Javonte are on this team. I just don't. And that might just based on my personal thoughts about those players or not. I don't think they both make the team. I think you can go ahead and mark it down. Blue's going to be on the team. One of those players is on the team. I still kind of wonder if they will keep Malik. And then do you go fullback? Do you keep Deuce around for special teams purposes? Or do you go with Maffa? That's just kind of the way I would shuffle it.
This is interesting, too, because Maffa has... There's a lot more work for people to do before they really start having thoughts on Maffa.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people didn't have him on their board.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
People are like, I didn't even see this guy. I have no clue. I still got to learn a little bit about him first. But I think when he gets on the field, you're going to be, I'm not going to say, oh man, it's going to be so exciting. But I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Now, the other player on the list is Mozzie Smith. I don't necessarily know if I think that's the case because of this draft. Because would they use 2 day 3 picks on interior defensive linemen?
And they added, you know, they added some other, they had Solomon Thomas. I know that's the high Osa, but.
Okay, but like for the draft, I'll just tell you this. I don't ever think it's a message to a player or a definite roster move when you make a day 3 pick on somebody.
I agree.
Now, can it be? Yeah. But also one of your day 3 picks could learn the Haka. Doesn't mean he already knows it, but it could happen. And so I don't think that as much as kind of what you're talking about in free agency was as much as a message to Mozzie Smith. And just the way the Cowboys operate feels like they'll give him every last conceivable chance to try to prove that maybe they might sort of have been right.
We saw something in you for a reason, and we want to make sure that we get squeeze that out somewhere. And I don't know often, Kevin, if it's to prove everybody else wrong. They keep saying sometimes that's the way that it feels the Cowboys are, right? They're just like, we're going to keep putting him out there because y'all keep saying that he's not any good. And but Jay Tuia is one of those guys that he's fun to watch.
Okay.
He's fun to watch.
You know what? I'm going to use that logic and hopefully it translates to the Cowboys this year. I was having a discussion with somebody on the fan text from the 682 that said our Ezeraku is going to start. And I said, is going to start over Fowler? The response was, Fowler was an average pass rusher and one of the worst run defenders on the edge last year. Please, Dante Fowler, be average at pass rushing again this season and get 10.5 sacks, force 2 fumbles, and get an interception. Please, be average and make that happen again this year for the Cowboys. For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, a jam-packed expressway. We got the Chris Brown giveaway at 12:30. We'll talk with Bruce Bochy. Plus, mini NFL draft overreaction or reality. And can the Stars keep up this level of physicality in Game 6 and beyond? All of it next on The Fan.
First down at the 30. Sanders takes his time. Lost one in the air. Caught. Touchdown, Colorado.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk with Bruce Bochy in about 6 minutes. Also, whenever Corey decides, we will do our Chris Brown ticket giveaway and discuss the Stars in this segment. But I want to do a little bit of a quick NFL mini draft overreaction or reality. Overreaction or reality. Let's start it spicy. Shedeur Sanders will not make the Browns roster.
I think that's overreaction. The dude is talented enough to be on their roster.
Who are they getting rid of?
They don't have to get rid of anybody.
They have 5 quarterbacks.
Hey, sometimes it takes 5. You know, it takes a village, is what I'm told.
I don't think that's for quarterbacking, though, right?
I really don't think that. I think he's going to show up at camp. They're going to be pleased with his work. I'm very interested to see the battle between him and Dylan Gabriel. I really am. But Deshaun Watson is gone, right? Is that the feeling here?
Well, why would you get rid of him? You still have to pay him.
He's not going to play. He's not going to be any good.
I don't dispute that at all.
Which is, again, unfortunate considering how good we thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
Flacco is dispensable, all right? He is one of those guys that you can just, all right, that's fine. Yeah, man. Kenny Pickett sounds like he's going to be the $50 million starter.
No,
Super Bowl champion.
That was about Brock Purdy.
I don't know, dude. Kenny Pickett, Super Bowl champion, might be the starter for them. So I think they're going to give him every chance to be on this team and see how it goes from there.
And you think he makes the roster?
I do.
Okay. Overreaction or reality, Alec? Shedeur Sanders will not make the Browns roster.
Overreaction because I think he has to, right? The Browns would become even more of a joke than they already are just in the eyes of the public.
Why? People get rid of fifth round draft picks all the time.
But this is not just any fifth round draft pick. Whether or not we want to admit that or not, you know, I wish that he could be treated as a fifth round draft pick. And I bet some days, not every day, but some days, there's probably days where he wishes that too, where he's like, man, if I kind of just had the life of the pick that I was, that would be cool. But yeah, I think it would just be even dumber of a look. Like, why did you draft two quarterbacks if you weren't going to keep both of them?
Okay, that is my follow-up question then. Cleveland, overreaction reality, made a mistake drafting those two quarterbacks, because assuming you keep Deshaun because of financial reasons, word is Kenny Pickett is going to be their starter. I hear you about Joe Flacco being dispensable, but that would theoretically only leave room for one of these quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get both of them, maybe you can just get Deshaun on injured reserve. Like, do you think it was a mistake to draft both of those quarterbacks?
No.
Okay.
And mostly because when it comes to having quarterbacks, Bill Belichick was the perfect example of that. And I know we're not talking about him that much. Get a quarterback, trade them, move on from them at some point, try and get something out of them. And I think either one of those two guys is something worth a pick for somebody out there, especially if they see him in training camp and they go, hey, that he's actually better than we thought he was.
Sure.
You know?
Now, I believe Abdul Carter has now been listed as somebody who received a prank call as well. So overreaction or reality, and Corey, I need you to be honest about this. You have done numerous prank calls in your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly to family, like people that I know.
Okay.
I have done numerous prank calls.
Did you prank call the family members you liked or didn't like?
Liked. Yeah, okay. No, it was people I cared about. You know, I was having fun with them. Here's what happened, though. One time I prank called my cousin and said I was Thomas L. Patterson and I lived in something valley in New Mexico. There was a Thomas Patterson that lived in the valley in New Mexico. And my cousin said it was my cousin's husband. I was talking to him and I took a shot at his daughter. Like I took a shot at my my little cousin. And he goes, you've gone too far. Hung up. And my cousin said he went to his truck and he got his gun. He was coming to find you.
What?
I was like, oh, man, Thomas was going to die. And so I felt really bad for him. We had to tell him it was just me. It was so funny. And scary for that guy's life.
Holy
but he doesn't
crap.
Know. Now he knows, I guess, unless he's dead.
Wow. All right.
Things can get violent, bro.
NFL overreaction or reality. The Giants made a massive mistake by only taking one offensive lineman. All right. They had a good running back room, good defensive front. Their offensive line last year was terrible.
Yep.
And so they took an offensive lineman in the fifth round.
Good job. Good job, guys.
Yeah. So, like, that feels like a massive blunder to me.
Yeah, they had, again, when you have that many holes to fill, you really have to go, you have to look at the foundation of what you're building on. What are the big areas? You say there's probably five positions that you start with, and you can say whatever order you want, but obviously it's quarterback, it's tackle, it's defensive end, cornerback, wide receiver. Those are the five positions that you're like, I need to make sure I have stout players at those positions. And beyond that, you know, offensive line being a key for keeping that quarterback standing.
Now, we're not going to expand on this person right now because I think you're going to talk about them later. But overreaction or reality, Will Howard will be the Steelers' starting quarterback week one.
I think...
Because you still think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers, right?
We will get into more Will Howard discussion later.
Just tell me this one.
I think he's the right guy for them. I really do think he's the right kind of quarterback for that team. Go back and watch how tough that dude played football this year. He's the right kind of personality for the Steelers and what they want to be. You don't have to have him throw it and air it out the entire game. He's willing to be like, I'm going to hand the ball off. But he's also going to hang in there and make some tough throws. He's the kind of leader that Mike Tomlin's looking for, I think.
Now, we're going to talk with Bruce Bochy in a couple minutes. But earlier in the show, we talked about like kind of the dust up between Tyrese Halliburton's dad and Giannis.
Right.
Wanted to throw this out there because this is their second straight first round loss. I believe second straight to the Pacers. And a lot of people, especially with Dame being injured, probably going to miss most of next season, think it's time for Giannis to move on down the road.
Go to L.A., play with Luka.
Man, you know what?
ESPN's already pushing the narrative.
We might be 12 hours away from having a separate conversation about that. But the betting odds for Giannis in the playoffs.
I'm excited.
Call
me in 12 hours.
Okay. There's no way you'll answer the phone. The betting odds right now are the Brooklyn Nets. That's fine. Go play for the Nets, whatever. The next two teams on the list are the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Dang. Dude, I would be fascinated by him on the Thunder. Because I don't know exactly. Shea's the ball dominant guard there, and he's the point
scorer.
And he doesn't
need to be ball dominant, Giannis, at all.
But he can be a great defender and still be a man. That would be a fascinating team. That would be the ugliest team we've ever seen. If you don't want to play them.
Yes. I mean, look, I understand they lost in the playoffs again and it was disappointing and the game went to overtime. But last night, Giannis had 30 points, 20 rebounds and 13 assists. And the thing that's terrifying about the Thunder for me is they don't have to give up any of their core players. They'll be like, we're going to keep Jalen Williams. Maybe you can have the other one. And all the draft picks you could ever imagine. So we'll have him and Chet and Shea and Giannis. And that makes me want to be sad for competitive basketball.
I got questions.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said or Giannis could come play with AD and Kyrie. What would it cost? Because you're going to have to do a sign and trade to get him.
Yes. And so monetarily, Oklahoma City can make it work easier because the kicker of why you'd want to do the deal is I'll give you all the draft picks. So the Mavericks don't have all the draft picks to throw in once you make the salary even. And so that would probably look like something like including Kyrie or Anthony Davis. Well, you know what? I was going to say I don't think he'll do that, but maybe for this player you would do that. Mm-hmm. And so it would have to include one of those because you don't have the draft assets. Whereas Oklahoma City Thunder is like, I can literally give you 8 picks.
Yeah. Defense wins championships.
I
don't know if you've, the king, as they call him, Nico Harrison.
Who calls him that?
The Mad King is what they call him.
I believe that.
He's all about defense, and that's you have him and Anthony Davis. Is that the two best defenders? That's throwing two of the best defenders over the last 10 years out there.
That would be fascinating. By the way, for other people that are saying the Mavs, Rockets 4-1, Thunder 5-1, the Mavericks are 28-1.
Okay.
So I wouldn't necessarily hold your breath for that to happen. And then more.
But that being said, you didn't see Luka getting traded, oh my God.
The odds I would have put on that trade are probably 10,000-1.
I was also told Klay Thompson wasn't going to be here to push that narrative.
Okay, nothing in the sports world of recent memory can compare to the Luka trade where I was like, wait, what? I seriously, if you don't remember this, I thought I was still in a sick fog when that came through, because I had been sick, my family had been sick, I was asleep at like 11 o'clock on that Saturday night or whatever. I woke up, looked at my phone, it said I had 24 text messages, and I was like, what the hell's going on? And I just need to make sure like Brandon was okay or whatever. And it was all these people like, this Luka thing isn't real, is it? And I was like, what? And
no.
I clicked on it, and I was like, this is a dream. I am hallucinating this. Yeah. Then I didn't go back to bed for 3 hours because it wasn't actually a dream. Now, quick one more NBA note for you. The San Antonio Spurs. The San Antonio Spurs are building it up the right way. Did you see Stephon Castle as we predicted before the season started, was the NBA Rookie of the Year. So that is two straight Rookies of the Year.
Really?
Rookie of the Years?
Look at us.
For the Spurs with Wemby. That was less impressive that we called that.
Yeah.
And Stephon Castle. And I know Wemby's coming back from his own medical issues, but the Spurs got to feel good that they keep stacking up that premium talent.
Now, he is definitely the man in the high castle, isn't he?
How many people get that reference?
I don't know.
Feel like that show is that popular on Amazon.
Yeah, I tried watching an episode and I was like, I'm out.
Hey, here's a hint for you. If you watch Man in the High Castle, watch season one. If you think it's too slow, stop watching it and move on with your life. I watched the whole thing. I'm glad that I made it to the end. It doesn't get less slow. Okay, so if you're like, this first season's slow, just move on with your life, all right? Because you're not going to like the rest of it.
This is my favorite thing that you do when you're like, when you set me up for something. Look, if you hated this version of something, it's not going to get better. Or no, it no. does get, you've been no. very accurate with these things.
Yes.
In the 561, have y'all been on Mavs subreddit? Nico ruined the NBA for a lot of us. So, no, if you were taking what we were saying as serious, my apologies.
Yes. No, I think
a lot of people are out on him.
You'd be hard pressed to find a whole lot of his fans in the Metroplex right now. Look, you go to SmackDown, they're chanting fire Nico. You're going to the Stars game. It's the same exact thing. Right now, brought to you by National Car Rental, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, we bring you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How's it going there?
We're doing excellent.
And we're dry.
I know all of the games count exactly the same, and you can't wait one win, one loss, maybe over the others, but How satisfying was it last night to get the win and see the runs piled up?
Well, it's always nice to get the win, but I think it was just good to see the guys have a little success. Just see some smiles and, of course, build their confidence up to, getting this thing on track here. I'm talking about the offense. So, it was also nice where I could take out DeGrom, keep them rested or fresh, and bring in our lone guy who did a nice job of Dunning. So, there's so many good things that happens in a win like that. Now you got to put that behind you. We're going to face their guy tonight, so we got our hands full. But still, it's good to see some guys get some hits, some RBIs, and score some runs. That's always good for their confidence.
Now, before the game, we had heard about a mandatory hitters meeting. Can you tell us anything about that? Was that set up by you, by Chris Young? Was it mandatory? What can you tell us there?
No, the meeting, no. It was just hitters meeting. The hitters, the offense, they want to get together. I was in there with the hitting coaches, and that was a couple of days ago, so... just talking about some things, trying to increase the quality of the bats during the game. Sometimes you try everything, and when you hear it from your peers, it can mean a little bit more too. So I think it was good for you guys to talk about, their thoughts or what they're seeing too, instead of just always hearing it from the hitting coaches or maybe even me. It was a meeting that was necessary, and we went out and got beat by Sears, but guys bounced back and played well yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday I thought getting, was it 56 pitches in the second inning for your opposing pitcher felt pretty good. That felt pretty nice to go ahead and dig in on that, and that seemed like it had been something that was missing from this lineup for quite some time, with getting a lot of pitches from the starter very early in the game.
Yeah, you're right. We've been doing some expanding. Now, you're going to expand a little bit more when you see, the aces of some of these teams, like the Dodgers, they had that nasty split. So that's going to happen. That's what good pitchers do. They're really good at that put-away pitch. Not a knock on who we saw yesterday, but in the relievers, these hard-throwing relievers. You know, it's a tough job, mm-hmm. especially as hard as they're throwing in the good off-speed pitches that they had. But still, it's fighting up there, you know, the best you can, and just try to shorten up at times. You know, we don't need to try to slug off somebody who's really good out there. It's hard to hit a home run, much less off a guy that...
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Getting the ball where he wants and has 3 or 4 plus major league pitches. So, you know, we got to do a better job of not trying to do too much and try to keep his line moving.
I'm glad you brought that up, Boach. As much as I loved Adolis' moment last night, clearing the bases, standing up with the double, he had this big smile on his face. He looked like it was kind of a weight off the shoulders a little bit for the entire team. But as a fan, it was also Berger's hit, Berger's RBI single that I thought was very important because he just said, "Forget it, man. I'm not going to try and hit a home run. I'm just going to go where the ball leads me." And he drives it to right field, and that gets things going. That gets things moving right there. And sometimes it is just that mentality of I got to drive these guys in no matter how. Is that kind of the feeling right now?
Yeah, and that's what I was just talking about. Yeah, you're right on there. I thought his at bat was probably. Might have been the biggest at bat of the night. It's still a close ball game, and you know we had so many opportunities. You know, I know Garcia; he wanted to make something happen. Gets thrown out of home plate. You know, we could have had two or three runs before that, but we're in a tight ball game, and got 2 strikes on Berger, and just did a nice job of going right field to make it a 3-1 lead, and you know that's I. Those are the bats we're talking about. And, you know, it's hard to go try to get a pitch close to you or down the middle, whatever, and do damage with it when they're good major league pitchers and they're making quality pitches out there. And so he did exactly what we're talking about, what we want to do, what we're trying to do.
Now, we talk so much about the offense, and you just mentioned quality pitches. Obviously, DeGrom, I don't want to blow past his start yesterday because it was unbelievable. I know DeGrom has very high standards for himself. Did he at least seem pleased with yesterday's outing? Because I take it that you very much were.
Well, I mean, he had to be. I mean, look how good he was.
Yeah.
I mean, really on top getting through it. That was a vintage Jacob there. And I'm sure he's going to find something, though, because he, this guy, he's a perfectionist. But it would be hard for him to find something on that outing last night. I'll say that. It was, again, you know, it was good to get him out of there when we could, because, you know, he's missed a lot of time. And so we do want to watch his workload a little bit and pick our spots when we can. But, I mean, that was just dominating stuff last night.
Yeah, the other thing, I watch him, Bochy, and I'm like, he works the bottom of the strike zone better than anybody I think I've ever seen. It almost seems like he never has to go up on a pitch. He's just like, you know what, I'm just going to throw this slider down here. Good luck hitting that. Have you ever seen a guy work this bottom of the strike zone the way he does?
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, as good as this stuff is, as hard as he throws, it's really a freak thing that see that kind of command too to go with it. And that's why you look at his numbers over his career. I mean, it's amazing what he's done with hitters. He's just so good at hitting a spot where he's trying to hit that low bar. You're right, he can wear that out, and occasionally he'll go up, but the fastball slider change out the command of it, and when you're throwing 98 out there and locating the way he does, that's the kind of game you're going to get what you saw last night.
Yeah, it's a sawed off table leg kind of night for most of those guys. We're not used to like seeing this. Is longtime Rangers fans our whole life. We're not used to seeing this type of pitching, honestly, and in the grand scheme of things. For maybe anybody new to this baseball thing, can you kind of explain how special this starting group has been for you?
Yeah, coming into this, especially losing two starters, a little concern, how this would go. I mean, we're talking about Mally and Jacob, they pitched a little bit last year, but still a little unknown factor there, see how, how long it'd take them to get in the groove. And so what they've done is really it's amazed me, really. It's more than surprised, because that's how good they've been. You look at these games, how many games, and as you know, we're just not scoring runs, but every game, with occasional hiccup, we've had a chance to win. And you do that enough that, you should get to where you want to go. It's kind of like what the Braves did for a decade. Those guys, talking about the Glavins, the Smoltz, Maddox, those guys, they were in every game. And even though we're not hitting, that's why we're over 500, we're not where we want to be. We could be a lot better because of this pitching. So, they more than surpassed what we were hoping as we got through started this season, because we thought, well, we're going to have to slug it here, because we got to give these guys some room. I'm talking about the bullpen too, not just rotation.
Now, speaking of the pitching, did John Gray get an X-ray yesterday? And have you heard anything about whether or not he can progress to light throwing now?
Yeah, he's close. Yeah, he's real close. Bradford, he's throwing too. But I'd say Gray still, he's a ways away from getting on the mound. Now Kumar, he's starting to play catch, but we still got to slow play him a little bit. So it's still a while for all of them, really. I mean, Kumar, I expect him to be back sooner, but it's just good to see these guys just making progress and knowing that, hey, we got some help coming too.
Now, somebody whose progress we've been continually amazed by, especially given the fact that he didn't spend much time in the minor leagues, is Wyatt Langford. What are your thoughts about his progression, just as a ball player overall, but also having him in the leadoff spot? Is that an ideal spot for him with his mix of speed and power?
Yeah, well, with Wyatt, I think any spot you put him in is ideal.
Right.
This is how good a ball player he is. And he's just a complete player. He's one of the fastest guys I've had. He's a good left fielder. He can play center field. He'd be a really good center fielder, accurate thrower, and he's I mean, he can hit. He's got power. He hits good pitching. He's one of the better players in the game right now at this age. That's how good he is. So, no, we're so lucky that he was there when we drafted. So we got a good one here. But as good a player as he is, it's just a person. He's just, so well grounded and a great character guy that plays the game right. He does things right. He plays it hard. He plays to win. And great teammate. We're lucky to have this one.
Speaking of center fielders, over the last couple of weeks, all of us Rangers fans have been quite intrigued by the progress of Evan Carter. What have you thought about him at the minor league level and what could perhaps be his short-term future?
Yeah, Evan's doing well. He's doing well, getting stronger. The bats are getting better. He had a good week. He's driving the ball. He's getting healthy, I guess, is the best way I can put this, to being the player that he is. So, he'll continue to get a few more at-bats. We'll continue to watch him and keep an eye on him and make sure we keep him healthy there. And then, because he's a player that can help us, with his discipline and things he can do. So I just think he's in a good place now with where he's at physically.
That's a huge part for him, obviously. Dane Dunning's kind of an interesting, obviously, for us. We've been rooting for Dane Dunning for a while, and then I'm always kind of interested in the psyche of a guy when you go away and then you come back. What is the conversation you have with a guy whenever he comes back and your expectations? Do you set any ground rules, or you just say, you know what, let's let him get out there and do his thing?
Yeah, well, with Dane, it was all about trying to get back on track with his command and stuff, and that was getting so much better down there, and I think he feels good where he's at. So, this is going to be a rotation here with a lot of pitchers down there to make sure we take care of this bullpen, keep guys fresh, and he's part of that. And but it's good to have him up here. Obviously, I think a lot of Dane, we all do. We don't go to the World Series without this guy with what he did in 23, and we all get derailed sometimes. So it's good to see him back on track. And we'll keep keep his bullpen fresh by having guys like Dane available.
And the last thing I had for you today, I know it was back over the weekend, but just what did it mean to hear that Bay Area crowd go freaking bananas for you when you got introduced?
Very, very special moment for me. I mean, it was Brandon Crawford's time, here I'm. I'm wearing my Texas uniform, but I'm honoring a guy that did a lot for me when I managed there, and when I got introduced, it was really emotional for me, for them to do that and continue to do it to where I had to stand up. So I'm very thankful, grateful, and. They just remember those good times, and they want to show their appreciation, and I'm very, very grateful for it.
Man, thank you very much. We're grateful for you and the time we get with you every single week. Good luck tonight. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, guys. Good talking with you. Thanks.
Go get wins.
I love it.
I changed that just for you, Kevin.
I appreciate it.
Go get wins. I know Go Get Rangers exists in our heart and souls, but Go Get Wins is what we're wanting right now.
One interesting thing there about Kamar Rocker. So maybe we should not wait and anticipate him being available when he is eligible to come off the list at May 8th. Like, I hear what he's saying when you talk about John Gray is like, hey, looks good on the X-ray. Hopefully he can start light throwing program. Well, guess what? That still means you're a good bit of a ways away. We joked about Spohr saying he's going to try out for the U14 team. And then Bradford he's throwing, but he still hasn't even started to spin the ball yet. So he's a little bit of a ways away. But then when we brought up Kamar Rocker, the way he was like, kind of like he did with Evan Carter, got to be careful with that player because of the health. And so I guess in like a little bit more than a week, maybe don't anticipate his coming back.
I think there's a few things to work with there, Kevin. One, I kind of already had this suspicion that maybe his time was going to be, hey, what is it while he's here? And if he gets beat up a little bit, you know, you're going to experience that a little bit.
Right.
Maybe he does have to go relive life a little bit like Jack Leiter did last year. So I was already kind of there. So this may be a good opportunity for that. But on the front of being careful with the specific player, you don't have enough history with him to really know how he responds. And the one history we do know about him was he had the injury that forced him back into the draft. So, like, if you got that kind of situation that's already happened once in your history, then you want to work it slow. You don't want to force it too fast. And if you really want the guy around late in the season and at his best, then you don't want to have an injury that keeps him out for the rest of the year.
Does that not sound kind of similar to the track of Evan Carter?
A little bit.
Like, it doesn't sound like that move is imminent. But also, what did you hear Boach say? He goes, that is a guy that can help this team.
Absolutely.
So it is clearly on their radar. It's no doubt gone up since he's really been doing well the last 2 weeks or so, but it didn't sound like the time is yet.
Yeah, and that's the, I know this is a weird thing, but think about Robertson and Miro right now. You made it this far without them. Whenever they come back, people are going to look at this team as even heavier favorites if they've taken Colorado down without those guys, right?
Right.
Then you start going, looking later in the season as this goes along, you look at Evan Carter and Kamar Rocker or somebody else that comes back, Seager, obviously. You add those names back to the list, and now you're becoming better favorites because of those guys being on the team and the expectation of what they are. If Evan Carter comes back, it's not just because they need to throw a body out there. It's because he's earned his way back to it, and just like he thought with Dane Dunning on that.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10.
Now,
we'll win a pair of tickets to go see Chris Brown September 3rd at Globe Life Field. You can buy tickets or you can win them for free right now and all this week in the noon. 877-881-1053. Next! C-block.
Man, I asked Carter, if he got drafted by the Eagles, could I still be a Cowboy fan? We'll see what he said next.